The impending closure of the Navajo Generating Station in northern Arizona is sending surrounding communities, including the Navajo Nation, into a difficult situation. Thousands of jobs would be lost, and the area could be sent into a deep funk. Many of the current workers would be able to find jobs elsewhere in the state, but it may mean leaving their families and some of their culture behind. Coconino County Supervisor Lena Fowler, herself a member of the Navajo Nation, has been working on a plan to diversify the economy and help the community become less reliant on the NGS. But with the closure now scheduled for next year, her plan may not be able to have much of an impact so soon. And Supervisor Fowler is with me. Supervisor, what's involved so far with your efforts to help build a more sustainable economy on the Navajo Nation?
We asked four higher education institutions to sign an agreement to work together. So NAU, Diné College, Navajo Tech University, and Coconino Community College, they have signed an agreement and have been working together to establish a higher education consortium in Page on the current campus of the Coconino Community College. And they have named the new institution to Northern Arizona College Connection. It's a degree program as well as technical school. So I believe that is the laying down the foundation for this new economic development or economic transition really into a new economy, since we are losing the largest employer in the region. So when you're really looking into transitioning into a new economy, you got to figure out what do we have currently that we can improve on. What is a short-term plan and what are the long-term plans?
If, in fact, NGS does, in fact, go ahead and close, we are hoping there'd be a little bit more time to establish some of these plans you're talking about. But in some cases, they have to almost be a shorter-term turnaround so that more people don't fall into unemployment and whatnot.
Exactly. And I am hoping, and so far there are no buyers. I was hoping, and all of the whole region, our county, the Board of Supervisors and the cities and the counties, we were all focused on 28 years from now. We were not focused on this year, next year. That is way too soon to transition into a new economy. So we're hoping that a buyer will come up, be able to be identified and say, okay, I'm buying the NGS and it's going to stay open. That would be the ideal so that we can transition to a new economy. However, that was not presented to us. It was this year we're going to close. We know that we want to keep our families whole. We want to make sure that the communities are healthy and that these communities will be able to thrive and sustain ourselves with our culture and just our natural environment.
Could you put it into words of someone who's not just a supervisor, but someone who really is a part of that community and has loved that community? How would you describe what the closing of that is actually going to mean in the bigger sense?
NGS really has kept families together. An individual, especially a majority of them are Navajos, or they actually provide for extended families. So this is a business that have really helped an individual nuclear family as well as extended family. And that extended family, there are many that make up that community. Now, NGS SRP has informed all employees that they will all be able to get a job elsewhere. So that person that was living, providing a income and for its own, his or her own family and extended family, now is relocating. Now you're breaking up a family, and it's not just one individual. It's about 3,000 between NGS and Peabody, and now you're breaking up a whole community. So the NGS has really been able to keep Navajo families together, taking care of each other.
Are you optimistic that things will work out for the best?
Well, we have to be optimistic. And we have to say that we have to look for the good things in life, and we can only work with what is presented to us. Right now, we have a deadline, and we want to be able to make as much a positive impact there that we can make so that we can have our family stay home. So because of that, we're even working on broadband. We're looking at every aspect of the region to see how we might be able to improve our economy as well as keeping our families and our communities whole.
Lena Fowler is a Coconino County Supervisor and a member of the Navajo Nation.